You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
And as I mentioned earlier at the start of the show, with interest rates sitting where they are, with inflation levels not coming down as quickly as we had hoped, it certainly does present an interesting challenge for investors, more so for short-term investors, but also for long-term investors. And we're taking a look at the impact that this could potentially have and how to navigate all of these difficult challenges, especially in these uncertain times. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Tim Acker, to take a look at some of these insights. Good evening, Tim. Thanks so much for taking the time. How is it different for long-term investors when we're looking at volatility? How is the mindset different to that of, say, perhaps a day trader or someone managing a portfolio on a shorter term basis? There's obviously different factors that you have to take into account, and things like market volatility are some of those factors.
Hi, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, you're definitely right. I mean, I think this is a very topical discussion given the elections that are coming up. So a lot of people are feeling quite uncertain, and there's certainly a lot of volatility in the markets given the SA elections in May, but also the US elections in November. And I think you're right. But, you know, depending on your mindset, if you're a short-term or a long-term investor, you might think about these things differently. But I think the starting point is we should realize that volatility in markets is normal, right? This is sort of the default. You know, people often talk about, you know, it's very uncertain now, or we live in these uncertain times. But, you know, actually, if you look at history, like, you know, markets are always uncertain. This is actually the default position. So if you're a short-term investor, you know, this is extremely important for you, and you need to be on the right side of the ups and the downs, which is obviously quite hard to do consistently. So fortunately, that's not the sort of game we in. So we have more of a long-term investing approach. And if you sort of, for us as Allan Gray, or for, you know, for some of the listeners who are investing their own money, if you're long-term investors, that, you know, of course the short-term moves matter, but they sort of do fade into a little bit of noise over, if you zoom out and you look at the longer-term horizon. And then you can really focus on what you can control. So you can't control the outcome of the election. You can't control what the market does tomorrow. But you can have your plan and your asset allocation and control your emotions. And those are the things you should be focusing on as a long-term investor.
Tim, how do we focus on those things? How do we identify which areas are within our remit? How do we align that strategy from a long-term basis to align with our goals and our objectives, bearing in mind that, as you said, some of the volatility, when you look at it from a bigger picture, is really just noise?
Yeah, I think the problem is, you know, it's easy to say these things, but it's quite hard, what can be quite hard to put into practice, right? Mm. So we're all human. We all govern by our emotions. We all say, you know, I'm going to be like Warren Buffett. I'm going to be a long-term investor. I'm not going to let my emotions affect me. But it's hard to do, right? It's like, it's not easy when the rubber hits the road. We're all governed by fear and greed. And those emotions cause us to, you know, act in the exact wrong ways. So, you know, I just think of, for example, COVID and lockdowns. I think was a great example where there was extremely high uncertainty and the markets were down and people were panic selling and they were pulling their money out of the market and going into cash and saying, let's just wait until things cool down and, you know, who knows where it's going to go. But actually, if we look at it, just look at the SA market since, you know, 2020, April, May 2020, the markets doubled, right? So actually, that would have been the absolute worst time, you know, when things were so uncertain to pull your money out of the market. Or, you know, we were just talking about crypto with a previous guest. In 2021, like, you couldn't go to a braai without someone talking about Bitcoin and crypto, and everyone, it was just maximum excitement. And that was actually the worst time, you know, when everyone was so greedy. That was actually a really bad time to be getting into crypto. So often these emotions just lead us to do the exact wrong thing. So I appreciate it's hard to do in practice, but really you want to take emotions out of it. You don't want to be caught up by what the news headlines are saying on a particular day and basing your decisions on that.
Mm. Tim, how do we take some of the learnings from the past? I mean, you touched on a couple of events that have happened in the past. Obviously, there's lessons that can be drawn from that. If you could just summarize that and contextualize that and just say, look, If nothing else, these are the lessons that will serve you well when thinking about long-term investing.
Sure, yeah, I'm going to give you two. So the first one is around, you know, it's you don't have to predict, but you can prepare. So you want to have a plan. You know, when a football match goes, when a football team goes into a match, they have a plan, right? Even though you don't know what the other team's going to do, you don't know what's going to happen, you at least have your game plan. And it's the same thing with investing, right? So you can have a plan of, I want to invest so much per month, or, you know, this is my asset allocation or the products I'm going to invest in, how much I want to have in shares, how much I want to have local versus offshore. These are all decisions you can make up front, and you can sort of have a plan, and then ideally not panic when things change, right? So there's going to be uncertain things in the world. There are going to be recessions, there are going to be wars, there are going to be, you know, elections, all these sort of very uncertain events. But at least if you have a plan up front, then you've got something to stick to, right? Because we know from all the research that people make worse decisions under stress and uncertainty. So you don't want to just react on those headlines and just be reactive. You want to be proactive and at least have a plan to start with. And the second one, I think just the reframing is if you have this long-term investing mindset, you want to view investing as a marathon, not a sprint, right? So you want to have a strategy that you can actually stick with. You don't want to sort of just go for the 100-yard dash. So what does that mean? You know, obviously, I would suggest people don't try and time the kind of short-term moves, but also have a strategy that you can actually stick with for the long run. So if you know you're quite a conservative person and you don't like a lot of uncertainty, you shouldn't be in a kind of investing strategy or kind of product that's very volatile. Because then typically if things go wrong, like they, you know, inevitably there'll be a recession or a downturn, then you're sort of going to be shaken out of that product at the exact worst time. So for you, rather than something more conservative might be appropriate if that's your temperament. So having that long-term approach and deciding on the kind of strategy that you can stick with, I think is probably a very worthwhile thing to do.
Tim, if we're looking at strategy and strategy alignment, in a bit of a nutshell, can you just summarize the importance of having someone like a Tim Acker in your corner where you do get fearful, where you do start to see the doubts and you do start to doubt the strategy and the mindset, how important it is to sit down with a portfolio manager or financial advisor and say, look, this is the plan we had. I'm nervous about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just reassure those conversations before you make the wrong decisions.
Yeah, so two things I'll say on that. So the one is, you know, even before that, just keep in mind what I said earlier, that volatility is normal in markets, right? Markets do go up and down, and it would be really nice if we could all just make money in a straight line and you look at your statement every month and there's a plus sign. But that's not how the world works. So sometimes you will buy a share or you will invest in a unit trust and the price is going to go down and it's going to be unpleasant and you're going to feel, you know, geez, have I made a mistake? What am I doing here? But then it's always good to remember volatility is normal. And actually, you know, if you believe in sort of investing for the long run and that long-term investing is a good thing, that volatility is actually the price you pay for having that good long-term investment performance. You actually can't have the one without the other one. So that's always a very good thing to keep in mind. Mm. And then just to answer your question directly, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's quite hard to separate themselves from that volatility because we're all human, right? And it's not pleasant having these ups and downs. So for a lot of people, you know, having a financial advisor who's sort of a, you know, intermediary between them and whatever they're investing in, just to kind of reassure them and say, okay, you're still on the right track, don't change anything, don't panic, that can be quite useful. Or it doesn't have to be an advisor, it can just be a fund manager or some other provider who you trust and you think they're doing a good job. Because that's our job, is, you know, to worry on behalf of our clients, right? So we're dealing with all these uncertainties and ups and downs every day. And, you know, ideally, our clients should trust us to do that. And they should say, I don't have to worry about it. Alan Gray's looking after my money. They're going to worry about what's going to happen in the election, what's going to happen in the market. Because that's our job, right? That's what we're doing, you know, all day, every day.
Mm. Lessons to be learned when times get uncertain. Thanks so much, Tim, for that for those insights. Tim Acker, Portfolio Manager at Alan Gray. This segment was brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.